The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's turn to that story. The EU is urging members, or will urge members, to cut their dependence on Middle Eastern jet fuel and look into increasing imports from the US in guidelines expected this week. For more on this, we're joined by Anita Mendorata, Aviation and Tourism Leadership Advisor. Anita, just explain to us what the EU is likely to recommend.
A very good evening to you both. And I have to say, I enjoyed your introduction and the emotional response to the concept of there being rationing of fuel supplies.
Yeah.
I think what's really important about this is that the EU is simply looking at creating a central EU coordination to be able to manage jet fuel supplies, pulling from where there is supply, looking at how to identify where there might be some reserves, where is it best utilized, and where necessary, where to bring in new jet fuel stocks from terms of other markets. So it's a smart way of dealing with this, as ultimately aviation is not just travel, it's also the belly of the aircraft, cargo. And so that's a really important part of keeping EU economy strong.
And at the risk of triggering my colleague Ciara here, I mean, is there, how real is the danger we could run out of aviation fuel, jet fuel?
A shame. Not wanting to wobble Ciara in any way. I think a lot.
Give it to her straight. She needs to hear this.
Shame. It depends on where she wants to go when. That's really what this comes down to. Because when we look at the way in which the EU, and most importantly, the airlines and airports are looking at this challenge, it's about utilization of jet fuel as a very precious resource. We know that there are limitations because of the fact that effectively the Middle East is responsible for 60% of the oil supply in the world. And there's about a 40 to 50% level of jet fuel import into the European region. But I think what's important is about saying that the airlines have a really important voice in this conversation with the EU, because they're the ones who can identify which are the most important airport routes to fly in the network, which are the most important aircraft that they can utilize. So they're using the aircraft that are much more fuel efficient, grounding those that are not. And we're seeing this already happening with some major European airlines like Lufthansa, like KLM, or they're simply canceling flights. But this is where travelers can make smart decisions about, again, where they go and how to make sure that they're in lower probability flight cancellation.
Oh, interesting.
Destinations.
So how do they go about doing that?
It's all about hubs. Because ultimately, when you look at airline hubs, as much as we want to during the holidays go off to smaller, sneakier little places, when you're utilizing an aviation hub to travel in and out of a destination, there's a higher frequency of travel. You're dealing with travel that is leisure and business, plus cargo in the belly. So it's less likely that the airlines are going to cancel those flights. They're going to keep those going, whereas the smaller destinations, so as an example, low-cost carriers taking on a destination like Nice, they might have six flights a day. There's no need for six flights a day. Rather, pull back to three or four flights a day, keep the flights going, more passengers on the aircraft, but knowing that they're going to have to pull back. So I would very much stick with hubs, stick with the aircraft and the airlines that you know are going to be looking at it, not only from the point of view of the value of frequency of flights, but the value of the demand. And keep close to the airlines. They're needing to make smart decisions, but they don't want to lose customer loyalty as well. So they don't want any surprise cancellations to Ciara's destination plans.
I love the way you're framing working this. You've already realized how important it is, frameworking it around Ciara. Imports from the US, how realistic is that?
It's going to be a difficult one, because quite honestly, it's about market supply and demand. All of these markets that are producers of oil, they need the oil and the jet fuel importantly themselves, because we know that there are jet fuel limitations. Prices will naturally increase, which will increase the cost of flights, which will probably be passed on to passengers once the, especially European airlines, lose the benefit of hedging their petrol, or their jet fuel rather. But also keep in mind, we have the FIFA World Cup coming up. So there's going to be a surge of travel going into Canada, the US and Mexico, not only from the point of view of international travelers coming in, but people who are going to want to enjoy the tournament. It's a month over many host cities, and some of the maximum distances are over 5,000 kilometers if you look at west and east coast of the U.S. So the U.S. is going to want to protect its jet fuel, and that's where market forces take place, and ultimately those get pushed down at a traveler level.
Okay. A couple of last things. You mentioned it already. Is it possible to even guesstimate how much higher flight prices could be by the summer?
Goodness me. I would not even guesstimate. A, to not lie, and B, to not get charged with any trading side. Yeah. But I do believe that there is very good reason. And we've seen it. As soon as the crisis started, we saw a surge in travel searches. People want to go. We've seen this coming out of COVID, that people desperately want and need to travel. So they'll just find different places, different ways to get there, different ways to enjoy it. People will continue to travel.
Okay. Longer term question. I don't know if it's the same where you are, but we're consistently debating here at the moment about the need to diversify and move away from our exposure in terms of heating our homes and driving our cars from fossil fuels. Are there options in terms longer term, obviously, in terms of alternative fuels to fly planes?
I love, love, love your question. So thank you for that. Because yes is the answer. And one of the greatest challenges to global aviation has been the whole impact on the environment. That's what people are focusing on. And that's where the role of sustainable aviation fuel becomes hugely important. It cuts emissions by 80%. It allows aviation to grow and actually chipping away at the environmental impact. The deal breaker right now, however, is very much government investment, because we have the formula. Many airlines have the plug-and-play capability to use SAF immediately, but we just need to produce it to be able to bring the price down. And that's where speed and scale are critical to not only allowing airlines to continue to fly with jet fuel that they can count on, but it also takes away energy dependency on other nations, which is why the world is so vulnerable right now. So there absolutely are solutions, and Mother Nature has shifted the spotlight onto a solution that's sustainability based. So full credit to her.
Okay. So there are we could be doing a lot better in terms of encouraging that alternative.
I would be very grateful.
Okay. All right. Listen, good to talk to you. Thank you indeed for that. Anita Mendarata, Aviation and Tourism Leadership Advisor. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.